Saturday night, the Bloomington Playwrights Project opens Mad Honey by Amy Hartman. Myth, Murder, Bees, and Richard Nixon opens at the Bloomington Playwrights Project this Saturday night, with performances continuing on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights and Sunday afternoons through May 6th. Our guest is Mad Honey director John Manis. John, thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You're just off finishing up the production of Big Love at IU, and now you're on to another production. In Big Love, one of the things that you felt very strongly about was serving the playwright.
Mm-hmm.
What special things are you doing to serve the playwright, Amy Hartman's particular work here?
Well, you know, that sort of speaks to the opportunity that I was given when this show arose for me to direct, that I would be able to work directly with the playwright. And so she and I have been conversing through emails and telephone, and she'll be in a couple of days to sort of watch what we're doing. And we're talking about different things that sort of work on the stage, and things that worked in the reading that didn't work on the stage, and things that, you know. So she's changing things, and I'm working with the cast on that. So it's really exciting to have the opportunity to work directly with, side by side with the playwright when you're putting up a production. You almost never get that chance when you're directing a play.
It's always a mistake to believe that the script is the play, but in this case, it's even more fluid than that situation in terms of the presentation.
Sure, sure.
We're talking with John Manis, the director of Mad Honey at the Bloomington Playwrights Project.
I think it's the interesting thing about this play, you know, as opposed to, for example, those people that have seen Big Love, is that the styles of the playwrights are two very different things, and Charles Mee writes in a very sort of fractured style that's much more about the argument as opposed to the characters. And I believe Amy really sort of deals very well in the realm of what makes these characters tick and why they do the things they do. And so this is a much more densely plotted play than, for example, something like Big Love would have been.
You mentioned the particular depth of the plotting and the characters. What are the strengths that you see at this point that you're working and are very much behind and seeing as the strong points of Amy's presentation?
I think it's really the relationships of these characters, specifically because that's sort of the crux of this entire story, this entire plot, this entire play is it's about people trying to make a connection with someone else, and how they fail at that or succeed at that is determined by their inner life. And these characters have a very rich history within the given circumstances of the play. It spans over 17 years in rural Pennsylvania, and you know, it begins with a murder that's potentially justifiable, and ends with a reconciliation, you know, 17 years later between two old adversaries that were once friends.
Our guest has been director John Manis. Mad Honey by Amy Hartman, Myth, Murder, Bees, and Richard Nixon opens at the Bloomington Playwrights Project this Saturday night, with performances continuing on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights and Sunday afternoons through May 6th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.
I hear a lot of buzzing. Been all around the world making honey, but now she's coming back home to me.